Welcome to the Independent RX Forum with Pharmacy Times and the National Community Pharmacists Association, the leading advocate and business education resource for America's independent pharmacists.
Welcome, everyone, to NCPA's podcast, the Independent RX Forum. My name is Carrie LaViolette, and I'm NCPA's Senior Vice President of Government Affairs and Director of the Advocacy Center. Today, I am joined by Michelle Belcher, who's NCPA's current president and is owner of Grants Pass Pharmacy in Grants Pass, Oregon. We're going to talk a little bit today about NCPA's upcoming month of action. We're turning up the heat in August. That's sort of the theme. So I'm going to ask Michelle just, you know, a couple of her thoughts on the month of action and what it means to her and how she's gotten involved in several years on our congressional fly-in, which we usually have in person. But this year we had to, for various reasons, it couldn't be held in person. So that's where the month of action came about, to have outreach to as many members of Congress as we can in August. So why don't I, Michelle, you want to just tell us a little bit about you and how you kind of got involved in our fly-ins and what you see as this kind of being an important part of advocacy for NCPA?
Sure, Carrie, thanks. So I'm a second generation pharmacist. My father, Michael Maffitt, was involved in NARD and formerly and now NCPA for many years. And so it was, the fly-ins were something that he had participated in since the mid 70s. And he felt and has always felt very strongly about establishing relationships with our senators and congressmen, because if we're going to, make change, we need to be able to answer the questions and advocate for our profession with the people who are in Washington, making those changes for us. And so when I came into partnership with him in 1993, we started immediately with my, involvement with NCPA and attending the fly-ins. And so for quite a few years, my father was able to attend and kind of teach me the ropes of establishing those relationships and conversations with whether it was the actual member of Congress or whether it was their staff, which is equally as important. This year, since we aren't able to have our, fly in because of the restrictions that exist in DC, then we decided to have this month of action. And what our hopes are is that we will, collectively across the United States, invite our members of Congress for visits to our pharmacy. We have found that to be extremely beneficial in kind of suddenly opening their eyes to some of the conversations that we may have been having for years. And when they're in the actual pharmacy and we're able to show them different issues, whether it's sometimes it's showing them the real numbers of reports where of DIR fees that have been recouped, or showing them as they listen to maybe a patient, recognize them as the congressman or senator and want to talk to them about maybe issues that they're having with, either cost of medication or concerns in our community. We've had patients share that, this is the last community pharmacy. All the others have closed their doors or gone out of business. And so they want to make sure and feel very passionate that Grants Pass Pharmacy stays here in our community. Most really realize the impact of losing their independent community pharmacy, where they can call somebody and have them, answer a question, come down in the middle of the night to fill a prescription. Maybe in some instances, we've been helping some of these families for many, many years.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. That's great. I know you've held several over the years, and I know some people may be intimidated by it, but maybe just talk about how easy NCPA can help in any way, and you shouldn't be really intimidated, and they want to hear from people on the front lines.
Absolutely. It's something that I can honestly say is much when you have a congressman or senator into your place of business, your store that you spend, you know, so many hours of our, you know, daily and lifetime life in, it's so natural and free in terms of the conversations that come up. I find it much easier to talk to them and be able to show them exactly what we do and be able to help. You know, we take it for granted that everybody knows, you know, what we do, but to really understand that, you know, the complexities and maybe, you know, of evaluating a patient profile and, you know, looking for drug interactions, or, you know, we've often showed our, taken them on a tour of the pharmacy where they can see either the compounding area when we were compounding, or we have a robot that does adherence packaging. And so to show them the types of services that we're offering that don't exist at most of the big box pharmacies. And so, you know, to understand and be able to, you know, really visualize what we're talking about versus just sitting, you know, in their office and having a conversation, I think it really kind of brings home to them. And what it's done is it has offered opportunities to have conversations that we may not have had. And especially what I have found impactful with both, you know, my representative and my senator is that it allows examples that they consequently are in turn take back, and they use those examples with their peers. And in a couple instances, we've had some of those that have become law. And, you know, the congressman in one particular instance, you know, talked about the exact example that we had discussed here on a visit of his. Senator Wyden, we've been privileged enough to visit a couple times during COVID and probably, you know, five times over the years. And if it's something that, you know, somebody is feeling not confident in, you know, the things that they should make sure and cover, they can always call NCPA. And myself, even in all the years that I've been involved, will call you, Carrie, as you know, to ask just what are the key talking points that I need to make sure and touch on, you know, at this time. And so, you know, where you can give us if there's a particular bill number or that type of thing that we're wanting them to sign on, or, you know, that we really want to make sure that they're informed, or do they have questions about that you and NCPA staff will help provide that for us.
Yeah, Michelle, there's been some great visits out there, I know, over the years. And really, there's been just a lot of recent momentum on the PBM front. I mean, there's been several congressional hearings focused on PBMs. There's the Federal Trade Commission is going to be doing a study on PBMs. All of this, you know, some of this happened in your pharmacy, you know, with Senator Wyden discussing these things and getting him engaged. And we want to replicate that, you know, across the country. There's going to be a large number of retirements this Congress. There was the last Congress, so there's, you know, there hasn't been as many pharmacy visits taking place because of COVID. They haven't been, you know, at them. So I think it's a really good opportunity to educate going into what'll be an eventful, hopefully, year with the PBM study and some bills in Congress. So, you know, we're really looking forward to, you know, getting those one-on-one meetings set up. Anything else you want to share, Michelle?
That making the calls, you know, to the DC offices, certainly to extend an invitation, but making sure to make contact with their local offices. I know that I've learned over the years, you know, that something may be set up initially through the DC office, but at that point, you know, after that, everything runs through the local offices within the state. And so make sure and find out who's that key person within the state for your congressman that you need to kind of establish that relationship with, and make sure that they understand if you can, you know, might be able to Google under your representative or senator where they might be holding some town halls during their at home time in August. And if they're coming to a nearby town, you know, really push to say, I know on this day they're going to be in such and such town, and you know, we're just 10 minutes away or whatever it is. We'd love to have, you know, the senator stop by so that we can show him what we're doing. And you know, right now, you're right, PBM issues are at the forefront of our, you know, I think not just our congressmen, but also our patients. People have knowledge that they've never had before. And we as independent community pharmacy owners have such an opportunity and a responsibility to keep that pressure on. You're right, we have a lot of positives that are happening, but if we can keep that pressure on and answer questions and give them information that they need, give them examples of those patient stories. And they happen virtually every single day for all of us. So if we can share those stories, those are what I have found over the years. I hear, you know, when we hold a press conference, I've been fortunate enough to have several press conferences here with either, you know, Senator Wyden or my representative that's now retired. But during those press conferences, they will talk about the stories that we've discussed. And so those patient stories mean everything. And so be sure and think about those as you know, you're doing your day-to-day bench work, which, you know, I just came off the bench to come back and do the podcast. And, you know, we have so many different patient stories that we can all share, and the impact of PBMs on our patients and consequently also on our businesses, that we're seeing our colleagues have to close their doors. So let's keep the pressure on and, you know, invite our congressmen to our stores and show them what we work so hard every day, and our staff and team, you know, when they have the opportunity to meet, you know, the senator or representative, it's so special to see those interactions just with my staff. Even it really makes them understand also, you know, how much we're fighting for them to be able to, you know, have their jobs. And it means a lot. Patients that are in the store at the time of those visits, that really means a lot. And it really doesn't have anything to do with, you know, what side of the aisle they're on, because the pharmacy issues, as we all know, are really bipartisan. And so it's something that no matter, you know, who was visiting, I've also always noticed the respect that really they're holding that office has garnered, you know, that people are really touched when, you know, a congressman takes the time to say hi and, you know, tell me about yourself, or, you know, and strikes up a conversation. We have an old fashioned soda fountain. And so many times when we've had visits, we'll have young, you know, kids out of school. It just happens that some of those times, like our August visits, you know, school's out. And so we have lots of young kids at the fountain, and both my representative and Senator Wyden have always made sure to have, you know, strike up conversations with the young people. And it's really, really inspiring and just something very special.
Yeah, great. No, and those are all good points. The patient piece, I totally agree with. It's like bringing it back to the patient so they understand if it's an access issue, any, you know, a whole host of issues. You know, that's very important to point out. You know, like I said, we have a lot of momentum, and I would just encourage even those who've had, you know, you may have had your senator or congressperson in your pharmacy before, but ask them again. I mean, I know Michelle has had them multiple times, and they learn something new every time. And it also keeps you on the forefront of those members of Congress mind. When something does come up, they remember, oh, right, Michelle was telling me about this. Let me reach out to Michelle and find out what she thinks of XYZ bills or whatever. So it really keeps it on the forefront. To learn more about our month of action, you can go to ncpa.org/month-action. And that's where you can register and sign up. We'd like, you know, as many pharmacies as possible to get requests into the offices in the next, you know, week or two here, so that, you know, the members of Congress schedules fill up quite a bit in August because they're traveling all over their district or state. So it's, you know, getting them on the calendar and getting those requests in. It's very important. And like I said, we do have a lot of momentum on several fronts, and we want to keep that momentum. The PBM lobby is not going to take their foot off the gas. They're going to be meeting with as many members of Congress as they can as well. So we need to make sure we are as well. And we obviously have a better story to tell. We have NCPA members in every congressional district in the United States. PBMs do not have a presence in every congressional district across the United States. So we do have a good story to tell. And Michelle, if you have any closing remarks, and then I'll wrap it up after you.
Okay. I would just say that I'm hoping that when you schedule that visit for August, that make sure and take pictures. They're always happy. And sometimes even, you know, we've gotten to the end of the meeting and I hadn't thought of it. And suddenly, you know, remember, oh, wait, and pull your staff together and take those pictures. And maybe, you know, ask those contacts from their office ahead of time, you know, would the congressman mind if we called and had the local newspaper come and take a picture? So you are able to get some PR, and it also just is a way to, you know, bring attention again to your community about the issues, because usually I have found then that the newspaper media wants to also ask some questions on what we're talking about. And so it gives you another opportunity to be able to talk about the issues that we're all facing. And the more that we can, again, you know, make our story told, it's something that patients want to make sure that we, you know, stay vital. They realize what we have done for them during COVID. And so it's important to be able to tell our story.
Great. Yeah. And I'm just, you know, like I said, NCPA tries to keep it as simple as possible. We have, you know, three bills in Congress that we're currently in support of. There's a PBM Transparency Act that we're excited about that's moving through the Congress. It was just marked up out of committee. There's, you know, prohibiting spread pricing in Medicaid managed care. That's a bit large priority for us. We have a bill there. And then also, you know, Medicare payment for enhanced pharmacy service is a big priority. Those are kind of our three main ones. And NCPA can give you all the talking points, like Michelle said, and leave behinds for the member of Congress. So I think I'll wrap it up there. But, you know, keep looking out in our publications on how to register. And I gave you the link before where to register. And thank you all for joining the NCPA podcast, Independent RX Forum.